saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Be prepared for flooding and keep your basement dry with Barracuda Pumps. Barracuda makes high-quality pumps that offer dependable performance for when you need it most. Save big money on all Barracuda Pumps now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I always do well on slot machines. Uh-oh. No, I did.
Wait, it tricked you. So it's not vanilla.
It's fish.
Dead fish? Fish, oh, sure. God. Well, Kyle, hello. Welcome to Celebrity Truth or Dare.
Hi, everybody. Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I remember you walked in, you're like, so, you know, when I got the email saying, you know, Celebrity Truth or Dare is locked in.
I
like,
said, celebrity. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's a good like booking mechanism is to email people and be like, we're looking for celebrities. Yes. To be like, anybody I know would be like, yes, that's me.
Pitch me. Pitch me. Please. Yes. Okay. So you are literally everywhere. TikTok, you're New York Times best-selling author. You're doing movies now. Mm-hmm. You're an actor. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like, when do you have time to sleep with all this?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's the nice thing about making your own schedule is that you can be like, oh, I'm free anytime after 11 a.m. because you're just like trying to cram sleep in wherever possible. Yeah. But it's months of no sleep and then months of only sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the entertainment industry, this is inside baseball for all of you. The entertainment industry is pretty much completely out for December and January. And that's a great time to just do nothing but sleep.
Yes!
To just like do repair to your body on a cellular level.
Yeah. Yeah.
January. Because everyone's at Sundance.
That's true.
Skiing it up. Yeah. Having fun. Not me.
I'm usually at home, too.
I'm asleep.
Homebody over here.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Not quite invited to the events yet, but we're working on it.
It's coming.
We're working
on
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Every time. You know, there was like the, you know, the, like, everyone's talking about, like, the new late night. Like, the new late night
is,
you know,
saw
like
that.
Like YouTube shows where you eat bugs or something, or hot ones, you know.
Yeah.
So, you're on the way.
Like, on this one, we've got crickets, we've got larvae. We've got all sorts of nasty, hellish, demonic candies. We have mystery jelly beans.
Okay.
Some taste good, some
taste
bad.
That's sort of a Russian roulette type beat.
It is.
Wow,
we've got our wheel of misfortune.
Okay,
dun,
nice.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, nice.
I'm hoping for
I don't
more.
Even really want to look at it. Like, I'm a little bit like,
I just have
a grotesque interest. But yeah, I'm just going to spin it and, you know, turn the other way.
Yeah, I'm hoping one day we're going to get a larger set.
Mm-hmm.
A much larger wheel, maybe some flames, maybe some smoke, some special effects.
Yeah. Like jump the shark pit,
yes!
You know.
Yes!
You could go full Fear Factor with this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could I do it? I'm going to try.
That's going to be the hard part.
That's the hard
part. That, well, because like you think about the Hot Ones guy. That guy's eating 10 wings every time that are all just, like he must have a sort of, he's like the Sisyphus of eating chicken wings. So if, you know, if you're hosting like the new Fear Factor, then you have to kill the fear within
yes!
you, like completely. You
well,
know?
You know what? The show's kind of like that for me.
Yeah.
I'm like in the trenches
with
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you worry at all that you're going to get numb to all it? Like you're just going to have eaten so many bugs that you're like totally, totally, totally like, oh yeah. You know, it's a staple part of the diet.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get to the point of tossing them into a salad or a wrap, but I think that I would just probably just up the dares.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
going,
sure.
You know?
I've heard good things about, you know, crickets, at
least. High in protein?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's bulking season, everybody.
Yes. You got to get the protein wherever you can.
Exactly. Exactly.
So your series, How to Piss Off Men, that just has blown up to the point where you wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
Did like someone reach out to you or like how did that all happen?
Yeah, I'd been doing How to Piss Off Men for like, I guess like 5 or 6 weeks or something, which had an energy to it that nothing else I had ever done had. Like, I think it came at the right moment for TikTok, but also the right kind of cultural moment. Like it picked up in a way that I really was not like ready for or expecting. And I had thought to myself, I'll write a handbook And I started doing it, and for some reason, I was like, it's not possible. Like, I can't crack it. I can't crack the format of putting this in a book. Like, it should just be for TikTok.
Yeah.
And then my book agent reached out to me. He was like, it should be a book. And I was like, no, yeah, I agree. Just, like, how? And so we kind of, like, got together, and we kind of, like chopped it up and, like, tried to figure it out. I think the thing that I was, like, really, really felt strongly about with the book was I wanted the book to be something where if you were, like, on the subway, you could have it with mm-hmm. you and you could flip through it and you could have some. Like, I wanted it to have utility,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I think, like, what I did find from, like, people who liked the series was that they were like, oh, they, like, love these. I can never remember them to say them in the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wanted to create kind of a little bit of a study guide. Like, I think in a lot of our meetings with our publisher, we were like, make it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like it's got to be
able to,
yeah, it's got to fit in a purse. You know, it's got to go with the people. So yeah, I think, like, a lot of it for us, I think, like, in the like, adaption there was, like, being like, oh, like, let's make it, like, useful,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so yeah, yeah, my book agent reached out to me, and we were off to the races pretty much, yeah, like, immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the thing with your book is that, like, and the whole series in general is that people love to love it. They also love to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the comments, even on Reddit, like, it's crazy,
yeah.
the forums.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay. So far,
mm-hmm.
what's been, like, one topic that has, like, activated the most outrage?
I think that How to Piss Off Men in general is the topic.
The title.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, I remember when we were on book tour the week it came out, I got one person who was a kind of like a book talk influencer posted a couple photos of the inside of the book.
Yeah.
And the post got, like, 15 million views.
What?
And, like, it's on, like, this kind of, like, you know, sort of, like, more, like, girly pop kind of, you know, like, book talk side of the internet.
Uh-huh.
And I was with my mom in, like, Chicago or whatever, and we're, like, just, like, dancing and high-fiving, and, like, every minute I'm, like, refreshing, and I'm, like, that's 200,000 more people.
Whoa.
Like, we're having a party, basically, and, like, that's just, like, you know, like, some, like, kind of, like, random organic thing that kind of popped up. And then the next day, we had sort of the equivalent thing happen, but on the other side, where some, I don't want to, you know, paint with a broad brush, like, incel sort of type figure, incelish.
A little incelish.
You know, I looked at him, I said, yeah, it's probably not. But this guy posted basically just making, like, a video about it. And that video got, like, 5 million views.
Oh.
And this, like, storm of response to that was, like, 2 months long. And it was a lot of people definitely being like, I'm going to kill you. However, whenever I would go to their profile, they'd be, like, 12. Like, I'd be like, all right, do your history homework, Connor. And then, so I was just kind of like, wasn't bugging me out or anything. I was like, you know, it's fine, you know, like,
yeah.
And I was sort of, in a way, too, like, anytime anyone comments on anything, it moves further. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you are platforming me via your hatred. And, of course, like, I don't think any of these people read the book or anything like that.
I
think, like, a lot of them were responding to, like, you know, screenshots or whatever. The one moment where I got a little nervous was my publisher sent me to Comic-Con.
Ooh,
and I was like, if one of these suckers gets me, it's going to be here.
Because
they did, like, publicize that I was going to be there. And the panel that I was at Comic-Con for was authors reading bad reviews. And, like, when I got there, the moderator was like, and Kyle, I'm told people want you dead now, like, right now. And I was like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. So so that was definitely, I think, probably, like, when it picked up the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that, like, you know, like, I have dealt with less than I ever thought I would. You know, like, I do think that, like, in general, I've stayed on my side of the internet, and those people have just kind of talked to each other,
yeah.
you know? So, yeah, like, people have, in general, been, you know, nice to me, I think.
So that's interesting how you said that, like, the hatred, like, the
mm-hmm.
negativity lasted longer
mm-hmm.
than the initial positivity because
yeah.
it keeps growing,
yeah.
like, festering.
Totally.
So how does that not get to? Does it ever fuck with your head, like, when you do see these comments?
I think that was the only time that I started to be like, people don't like the book.
Mm.
Which was, I guess, like, the only concern that I ever had was, like, whether or not people like the book. And I guess I was getting so much, your book sucks and also I'm gonna kill you, that I was like, people don't like the book. Mm-hmm. But like, I think that like the reality of the situation is that like I had just become kind of a little bit of a talking point for a certain part of the culture war. You know what I mean? Like, I think that like, you know, like some people wanted to use it as kind of like a reflection of where we're at or whatever. But I think the way to not let it get to you ultimately is that you have to just sort of a little bit like put the shield down from both the praise and the hatred. Mm-hmm. Like it's a little bit like creating this sort of like wall here that's like, I'm going to do what I do. Mm-hmm. And what I do is, you know, like make things, put things out. Like I, you know, like I'm working on my job. Mm-hmm. And then any of the reaction to that is the responsibility of the people who are engaged in that.
Okay.
You know, like I can't engage with any of these kids and be like, don't kill me. You know, like, and I think that like, but at the same time too, if people are DMing you and being like, I love you, you're incredible. And you like take that and you're like, I am incredible. People mm-hmm. love me. Mm-hmm. I think that then you become susceptible to the you know, the scariness of it too.
That's true, because you start like, if you're absorbing anything, you begin to almost like crave like that positivity.
Yeah.
And then it starts affecting and changing your voice. And then now you want more of that. And then, okay.
Yeah. I think that like, I don't know why this is in my brain, but like Rick Rubin, the like music producer, he would always say like, don't ask the audience what they want, because they only know how to ask for what they've seen before.
Okay,
you know, like just continue to make things, and then like their job is to consume it and interact with it. But like, you can't be a part of that process.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like for me, like seeing this kind of like, you know, like, you know, like young, like kind of like whatever, like a angry young men thing that kind of like happened in response, there was no scenario in which I was ever gonna like touch that at all. The only thing that I did was I made a video about how my disguise to like protect myself at Comic-Con was like a Yu-Gi-Oh like hat. I had like a Yu-Gi-Oh,
you were in disguise.
Like, I had like, but like a bad disguise, because my face was visible, but I had Yu-Gi-Oh hair because they were giving it out at Comic-Con. I put it on, I said, try and kill me now, you know. So
Yeah. Well, you have made a living off of making people face some uncomfortable truths.
So true.
Now, today, you're going to be sitting in the hot seat.
Here we go.
And you're going to be facing some truths yourself. Are you, nervous laugh, are you more of a truth guy or dare?
I'm more of a truth guy.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes what is the thing they say, like, a funny thing to do is at Truth or Dare someone to go home and like not come back. Just be like, go, leave.
Go home.
I think Dare is completely open. It's like completely wild.
It really is. It's unhinged.
With the right group, Dare's great. But Truth is, you know, Truth is just, you just get to talk about yourself. That's why I'm going to the event in the first place, you know?
I sensed that you were more of a truth guy, sure. So what we're going to do is, before we dive into our actual game of Truth or Dare, we're going to pop some balloons here.
Okay.
This is interesting, because I kind of have like balloon pop-a-phobia. I'm absolutely terrified.
The second I touch that, it's going to explode.
No. It's not like rigged or anything.
No. I mean, like,
you've got superhuman strength.
I have the sharpest nails for some reason. This is a weird fun fact about me. I have to cut my nails every day because they grow so fast. So I'm gonna touch that and
Kyle,
it's gonna explode.
You got talons?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to use your talons.
Okay.
Okay, so right. Palms only.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. So here's how the game works.
Okay.
We each get one balloon. Mm-hmm. The goal is popping it using only your hands.
Okay.
No nails, no sharp objects, just pure pressure.
Okay.
First balloon to pop wins. The loser has to spin the wheel of misfortune.
Okay.
And this is not about technique. This is literally about commitment. And I'm terrified because I hate popping balloons, and I also hate what's on that wheel as well.
I love starting with your phobia. Yeah. It's like a fun thing that you've built into the show.
Okay.
So we both pick these up.
We're both gonna grab one.
And then
okay. I wonder what the secret is. Oh God. I'm terrified.
And someone's
gonna
say go, and then we just
Yes.
And you wanna just like go, like hands towards each other. Like you don't
hands
want to be
towards
that.
Each other. Okay, oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay. All right. Is anyone going to count us down?
Hello.
Hello.
That was the craziest.
Wait, hang on. Oh, I can't, it's not going. Oh my god, yours is completely vertical.
Hello? Ooh, I.
Wow. That's that superhuman strength there.
That took me longer than I thought it was going to take, I will say. Wow, that was wow. invigorating. I feel.
Are you feeling? Is the blood flowing? When
it went into the air, I was like, like.
What?
I can't wait to see how that looks on camera.
Well, I'm not surprised that you actually popped yours and I didn't, because I don't know. I'm just so afraid. I can't do loud noises.
It's a little interesting.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a spin at the wheel of misfortune. Dun, dun, dun. All right. What am I going to get? Oh, okay. That's not that bad.
That sounds all right.
I actually got lucky.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. I didn't get any bugs.
Are there any of these that you've had over the course of the show that you, like, crave a little bit now? That you're like home, it's 10 p.m., you're like, a little ketchup candy could really take the edge off
just
right
now. A little
now.
Ketchup go-gurt on the go? No, yeah. Not at all. None of these I crave. In fact, some of these actually just kind of make it on my list of many nightmares.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
great,
like
yeah.
It's just like, okay, so I would say the sour cream and onion one is gnarly, and the possum.
Got it.
To the point where you can like get it's in the sinuses.
Whoa.
And it'll stay in there.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So possum is, I think if I look at this, the thing that scares me is possum.
Yeah, possum's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Every January, there's a new health reset that everyone swears will change their life. And by February, it's already forgotten. Most of us have tried something that promised quick results, but just wasn't built for real life. That's why I pay attention when something actually lasts. One of my best friends used Weight Watchers, and what stood out was how sustainable it felt. She wasn't cutting out entire food groups or stressing out over perfection. She was building habits she could maintain. What makes Weight Watchers different is that it's designed to support real life. You get personalized nutrition guidance, tools that track progress beyond the scale, and a supportive community rooted in science, not fads. And whether someone chooses medication or not, Weight Watchers provides the tools to succeed. Members are losing more weight when they combine Weight Watchers with medication versus taking medication alone. And the GLP-1 companion program helps minimize side effects while supporting long-term success. With a completely redesigned app, flexible modes for different goals, and an AI-powered body scanner that tracks changes in fat and muscle, Weight Watchers is evolving to support how people actually live. No gimmicks, no fads. This is your sign to join today. Head to weightwatchers.com/dare to get a special offer for my listeners. That's weightwatchers.com/dare for a special offer. Now, let's get back to the show.
All right. Down the hatch.
Here we go.
And you know what? It tastes like that, you know, tomato, like that Campbell's tomato soup condensed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in a solidified form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not pleasant.
Yeah. A little bit of a tomato paste type B. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With a hint of peppermint.
Okay.
I don't know where that's coming from because nothing else has that.
Interesting.
It's like my eyes are watering.
It's like they're like trying to cut it a little bit.
Maybe they cut it in the factory.
Yeah, like
add
people.
A little,
yeah,
run of the mill peppermint.
Like the testers like killed themselves, so they were like, "All right, we need like 2% peppermint."
Yeah. Well, that's an. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it in my mouth.
Okay.
This entire time.
Wow.
Because I can. I think I can do it.
Yeah. You walk the walk.
I'm going to walk the walk.
Yeah. Here we go.
I'm going to be the leader on this one. And we're going to continue playing, and the next time I spin, then I'll spit it out, and then eat the next thing.
Great, great, great. Yeah. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Wow.
That's the plan here.
Wow.
Okay.
Heroic.
Okay.
So,
Kyle.
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
Ooh. I'll start with the truth. I'll go easy to start.
A man of honor.
Yeah, a man of honor.
It's going to sound a little funny with this giant hard candy in my mouth, but we're gonna make it. All right. What part of yourself do you keep off the internet because you're afraid people would see you differently?
What part of myself do I keep off the internet because I'm afraid that people would see me differently? Okay. I would say the answer would probably be, to some degree, my humanity. I think there's a degree to which, like especially like with what we were talking about earlier or whatever, like if like a... Like a... Or a good example would be when I first started doing How to Piss Off Men, like 3 weeks in or something, somebody hacked and deleted my Instagram.
Did you click on a link? What happened?
How
did you
I get don't in? Know how it happened. I think it was that someone had sent me like perhaps like a Spotify like Wrapped thing, and I clicked it, and like,
oh my God.
I don't remember what it was. I like fell for something, and so somebody like hacked and deleted my Instagram account. And I think at the time, like, that felt like I had been actually killed. And so I was like thinking very much about how to respond, and everybody was like, you do not want to respond because this person is like a hacker, you know, like you should not, you know, like whatever, like fuck with this person at all.
Yeah.
And I, in the next video, was like, you know, like at the end of it was like, hey, just so you guys all know, like someone like hacked and deleted my Instagram. And I said, I would like to speak now directly to the hacker, like, well played, you amphibious virgin. Like, I hope you got a good look at my DM so you could fantasize about what it might be like to talk to a woman one day. And like, there was a degree to which I think there was a part of me that was like afraid to do that. Cause you know, I was like, I don't know who did this, what this is. Like, yeah. I don't really know. But I think that there was like an element to, I was like, well, like the character that I am playing in this, you know, can't, you know, be like be sad about mm-hmm, this, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think like maybe to the degree, like the thought process that I'm putting in mm-hmm. is out of there because, you know, like it's like you're engaging with, you know, whatever, like the veneer of whatever, like a content creator, like however a person decides to appear to you, mm-hmm. you know, if that makes sense.
So did you get your, well, obviously you got your Instagram back.
I did get it back. I did get it back.
Sorry, I'm having a hard yeah, time yeah, with yeah, this candy. I'm like listening to you. Yeah, and I'm yeah, like, yeah, I'm yeah, trying yeah. not to gag. Like,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on a minute. Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peace out. You know, it would be very funny for that to get like really serious and for you to be gagging.
So, now that I'm back to earth
yeah,
from
here.
That, because that was getting worse
you're coming
and worse.
Down, as a, you're like coming down a little bit. You're like, ooh, like I'm like a person. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, well,
yeah, I'm
beautiful.
Here.
Welcome.
So, how did you get your Instagram account back?
I met this guy at a bar who like claimed to be like the most like well-connected
you
guy.
You did
ever.
Not.
Yeah, I met a guy at a bar and he was like, oh, like I'm like a networker, like I'm a blank, blank, blank. And I was like, you know anyone who works at Meta? And he was like, yeah, I knew like tons of people working at Meta.
Stop.
And I was, because this was like weeks into being in LA. I didn't know anybody, but I met this guy and I was like, right, can you like connect me with somebody? I have to tell them, I have to talk to them about something. And I like got in contact with someone at Meta and I was like, can you like redo this on your end? And I was like within 30 days. So they were able to just kind of get it in, like pop me back in.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. I networked my way out of it.
That
you know?
Is nuts. That reminds me of like secret envelope stuff. Yeah, like you're meeting this guy like in some dark
it's
bar.
It's a little bit like, I mean like every company is like full of like, you know, whatever, like, depending on its size, like hundreds to thousands of people who are just like, you know, like hanging out and going out in LA. So very often you like meet people who know people who like work at these
yeah.
places. So I was just like, if you know anybody, I need somebody to help me out. And he was like, yeah, I got you. And then he got me a guy.
Switched it back on.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a light switch. They just put me back in.
Yeah. Cause they always keep your data.
Yeah.
And all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nuts.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Next round.
Here we go.
Truth or dare?
Let's go dare.
Yes, you know,
let's
do
it.
Dare.
Let's hit a dare.
I
Why
love
not?
It. Okay. 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 So we're going to be playing with our friend Shock Tato here.
Okay.
You don't have like a heart pacer, any electronics.
No.
You're good. We're not going to shock
no.
you to
I will. I will see. I will tell you on the show that I'm working on right now. Every time we don't get a sponsor, they tase me. So I'm very well acquainted with electricity at this point.
With being tased.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So the Shock Tato. I didn't see this.
Yes, our little Mr. Potato friend.
Uh-huh.
So how the game works is we're going to be passing the Shock Tato back and forth.
Okay. You are really in the trenches throughout this
throughout
game.
Throughout this.
Yeah,
I'm in it. I'm in it with you.
Hell yeah, you are.
So we're going to basically just say a word related to the previous word. So it's like a random word association game. So it's kind of like, for example, if I were to say coffee, you'd say morning. And then I would say alarm. And then you'd say snooze. Like it's that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so we pass
yeah.
it back and forth. And then if you can't think of something, it increases your odds of getting zapped. So
getting zapped. All right.
Yeah.
So we
switch this bad boy on.
Okay. And then we have mere moments.
Mere moments?
We have mere moments before it starts to.
Yes. And you know what's weird? When the frequency of it is strange because it only takes about like 5 seconds the first time around.
Uh-huh.
And then it increases to like 15 and 30.
Okay.
And then you get more comfortable as you go. So we'll play a few rounds.
Okay. And you want me to throw it to you or pass it to you?
It's probably safer to pass.
Yeah.
But things get a little crazy in here and people start throwing because they start getting scared.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
So do you want to start with a word?
I will start with a word.
Oh God, I'm scared.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay.
It's and you got to press start.
Oh. Is that start?
I think it's on the other side. It's so weird. I have a hard time like.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Yeah. So I have to hit on first, right?
Yeah, is it on normal?
It's on. Oh, okay. I'll put it on normal. I'll put it to extreme. Okay.
Yes.
So here's right on. There.
Yeah. And then start. It's not very ergodynamic. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, ergodynamic is like, does it fit in the hand well, you know? Like, is it usable?
Okay.
Is your shock potato, is it?
Is he alive?
Is he alive? Start.
It should make a noise.
I'm scared. Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Start. All right, here we go. What's your word?
Oh, wait, candy.
Possum.
Roadkill.
Virginia.
Cousin.
Hillbilly.
Overalls.
Hey!
Hey, there it is. I remember this. This is like so
tingle.
like flashbacks to childhood. would be the my brother and I went to the spy museum and we got like something like this, but it's a familiar feeling.
So in terms of like, so it's not really a pain thing, it's more of a sensation. Is getting tased on your show like more intense?
The feeling of it happening is not so crazy because it's short. You understand why tasing is a deterrent. You understand why people don't want it to happen to them. The thing that is like the physiological response is we have to do it at the end because for an hour after, you're like so activated. Like
Wait,
your body's
it
in
wakes
a,
you up?
Yes. I'm not recommending it. It's Stop. Better than coffee. It's better than anything you can imagine. But so I sometimes after we film, like I'm like, okay, I'll go like get like a martini and like try and find like an even, like I'm trying to like hit even again after being tased. So don't do this at home. You can do this at home. Don't do that at home.
I didn't know that tasing kind of gave you a little pick me up.
It's unfortunate. I guess I have been doing it on like this part of my body.
Okay.
So I assume that if it was done to my like, maybe I'd pass out if it was
your
anywhere
neck
up
or
here.
Your head.
We've never tried. We're starting slow. You know,
you're working your way up.
We're trying to give me electricity powers. You know? It's like a Spider-Man.
You're going to show up as like some type of mutant at some point. Yeah, you're going to have like all these different...
I'm going to be able to like turn off lights with my mind.
Your long fingernails with like lightning coming out of them.
Yeah. I have to cut them so that I don't shock people with my lightning powers.
Okay, well, that was a funny turn of events.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you want to do another round?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. What should the first word be?
I guess you start with it.
I'll start with it. Okay.
You're the only one who knows how to turn it on, so you've got. To
I know
start
it's
with
so
it.
Weird because there's like an on off and then a start.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What should I think of? Ooh. All right. Soup.
Campbell's.
Tomato.
Potato.
Farm.
Farmer.
That seems
not in the interest of the gay. I resisted everything in me that told me to catch it.
My instinct said you do not want this.
It said I will not die alone. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. We'll do one more round.
Okay.
You come up with a word.
Okay. France.
Ooh, Riviera.
Ocean.
Yacht.
Gasoline.
Car.
Plane.
Aviation.
Pilot.
Airport.
Flight attendant.
Seat.
Oh, hey, baby. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I'm with the shocktato.
I think I'm flushed, but that's for a different reason. Yeah. But I think it's from the shocking. Like you're a little rouge right now.
I get a little rouge. I'm well known for getting rouge. this is a well known thing about me is my rougeness. That's why I can't wear red.
Yeah, I wish I had a little bit more courage in me, but I fought through it. I'm a survivor.
Yeah, you did great.
I clawed my way out.
You did great. The greatest thing is that you're not sort of like abstracting yourself completely.
No.
You know what I mean? You watch a lot of these shows where they like torture people and the host is just like, and you're, you know, whatever, like going to like breathe through a tube for an hour. And then they like go hang out in their trailer or whatever. Like you're in the trenches.
I'm in the trenches. You're here. Absolutely.
Ooh.
Yeah. A little tingle tingle.
A little tingle tingle.
If your skincare isn't working, you're probably skipping this step. Gentle daily exfoliation. I love using the toning pads from Barefaced, and they have transformed my skin. Barefaced sells one of these every 3 minutes, so you know they are that good. I love the way they make my skin look. Less clogged pores, smoother, clearer skin, and they give my skin a healthy glow. And since I started using them, I've personally seen a huge difference in my skin. They're gentle enough for daily use, but effective enough that you'll see a difference within 2 weeks. Barefaced was founded by a nurse practitioner and is built on the philosophy of less, but better. Intentional formulas, no unnecessary steps, and products designed to work together for long-term skin health. With over 250,000 customers, more than 2 million orders, and a 90% returning customer rate, the results speak for themselves. If you want to see results and find a skincare routine you'll actually stick to, this is where I recommend starting. Head to barefaced.com and use code DARE for 15% off at checkout plus free shipping. That's DARE for 15% off plus free shipping. Barefaced. Less steps, better skin. And if you're not sure where to begin, take their AI skin quiz to build a routine tailored specifically to your skin. Now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, awesome. That was fun.
That was awesome.
Hell yeah. Warm up. Okay, next round.
Okay.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Truth. All right. So, you challenge fragile masculinity. When was the last time you caught yourself behaving in the exact same way you criticize?
Oh, constantly. I think like How to Piss Off Men in general is about like this, like sort of like the brittleness of like the like male kind of ego,
mm-hmm.
wherein like there's just like something that kind of clicks on, and it's like a weird, strange like response to anything really, like the implication that you might not be like, you know, James Bond, like you might not be like a, you know, whatever, like a super soldier, you know, badass or something like that. And so the degree to which I kind of like was like coming at the series from was that like half of the things that were in there were things that people had said to me,
yeah.
and I'd felt that reaction trigger in my body, you mm-hmm. know, like I like the very first one that I, or the reason even that I started it was because I had this friend and we were like hanging out and she was like, do you think that you could beat a goose in a fight? And I was like, well, of course, I'm a 200-pound man. And a goose is a 30-pound bird. Like, there's no shot that a goose could defeat me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't know. Like, their necks are long. And I was like, I understand this, but there's no shot. And, like, we went back and forth for, like, an hour and a half. And she was, and she just kept being like, I'm sorry, I don't see it. You know, like, these are very scary creatures. And I'm like, even to the death. And she's like, it would kill you.
Wow.
And so when I did How to Piss Off Men, I, like, talked about that. And then I showed the text that I had sent one of my best friends being like, do you think I could, because he was like, he's like an avian expert, like he knows a lot about birds.
Yes.
And so he was like talking me through it. He was like, if you did end up in a fight with a goose, like you just do not want to end up on your back. Like you want to like maintain balance, because the second it gets, like we like, we're like talking through it and everything.
Yeah.
So I think like to a degree, like I never wanted to like come at How to Piss Off Men from the direction of like, this happens to like toxic men or whatever. And not me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
like, you know, like, don't worry, ladies. Like, I'm not like them. Like the idea, because I see those guys,
mm-hmm.
I mm-hmm. see those guys, whatever, who are like, you know, like, hey, ladies, like, it's just you and me. And we're the, you know, like, we're the only enlightened people on the planet. And I wanted to really come at it from like, it's me and all the men and we're all in hell. So mm-hmm. it was very much like, to a degree, like, I like in the fragileness of it, like I came from that from an understanding of myself, you know. And like when I was pitching the book, they were like, when we first got the proposal, we were like, well, why wouldn't a woman write this? You know, like, why wouldn't a woman write How to Piss Off Men? Because the audience is mainly women. But when they were sort of reading the sample, they were like, oh, it's about your brain. Like, it's about, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And the question that I had to ask myself is, I was like, why do I care if my friend thinks that I could inflict violence on a goose? It's unlikely to happen, you know? So, my answer would be all the time. I will say I do sometimes critique some more, you know, fringe activity that the men are getting on, and I don't do any of that stuff. So, you know, that's my answer.
That's a good answer. No, it's a good, honest answer. I can definitely respect that, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think you get in trouble when you're, like, coming at anything from the perspective of, like, you know, like,
superiority.
Yeah, right.
Holier than thou.
Right, yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm not here to tell men anything. I'm here to... like what I was doing mainly was like explaining what the inside looks like a little bit.
Inside your brain and the things you're dealing with.
Yeah, totally. I remember. And then like I would also like respond to comments too, you know, and stuff like things people had said to me that were like particularly mean that I didn't like. I was like, I've been thinking about this one for a few days actually. Where someone had said, is your posture bad because your teeth pull your head forward?
Oh!
And I was like, what the fuck? And then I like that night I was in bed like, God damn,
that's creative.
That was really mean, like that. But it was mean and specific. You know, you could tell someone thought about it.
Yeah,
like,
that was very well thought out.
So, commenter, I'm coming for you. yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. Okay. So another round.
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
What's it, a dare?
A dare. Awesome. Okay. Cool. So we're gonna be playing the game Incoherent.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing three rounds. Each round, one person reads the cards while the other person guesses for 60 seconds.
Okay.
Every correct guess earns 1 point. Then we switch roles and repeat with a new 60-second turn. After three rounds each, the highest total score wins. The loser spins the wheel of misfortune.
Okay.
Again.
I thought this is possum candy. I thought this said poison candy.
Poison candy.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, there's one square on here that kills you, which would be really
upping it there. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to die on Celebrity Truth or Dare. That's kind of my dream.
Like, that's one way to go. Okay. So I will do kind of like a we'll do like a little practice
round.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So you're like got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking about poison candy for the entirety of the explanation of how to play. So, yeah, great. Okay.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. So one of us is going to get the stack of cards. Okay. How about this? It'd be this. Yeah. It's so weird. Hang on a minute. No, wait. I'm so dyslexic right now.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. It'd be like that. So you probably put one down, and then I would be like magic mushrooms. Oh, magic mushrooms.
Yeah, okay.
And so you can give me a hint.
Yeah, great, okay.
Behind
there. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, if I can't figure it out.
Okay.
And the goal is to get as many cards per round. Okay. We're going to do three rounds each, take turns.
Okay.
And then Eric's going to be keeping a note. What? Oh, okay, okay. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Okay.
Okay, so Eric's going to be keeping track on who's winning.
Okay.
Or not who's winning, but like on each numbers each round, and then we'll tally them up, and then the loser's gonna get a spin on the wheel of misfortune.
Okay, great.
So hopefully one of us gets a cricket or a larva.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
So those cards are pre-shuffled. If you want to shuffle them again, you can go for it.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so okay. Go gink pack Dior eggs. Gucking pack Dior eggs. Okay, I need a hint.
Old partner.
Old partner?
Yeah.
Gogging pack Dior eggs. Gog ink pack. What? Is there any other clue?
Like taking a shower and putting your day old socks back on.
What? Old partner taking a shower. These clues are horrendous. Gogging pack Dior eggs. Go pack your bags. Go in and pack your bags. I'm not even close.
You are not even close.
Not even remotely on the same. Okay. Going pack. Dior eggs. Not at all.
You're like,
this
you're
is looking like, dismal.
It's close. It's
going pack and go and pack your bags.
I see how you're getting there. Yeah.
Okay, going back, and I'm running out of time.
You want to switch? Can we bring more fast?
I don't think that's how the game rolls.
Okay, so you keep plugging in.
That's it.
Is that it?
Zero. Wow. Zero for me.
Wow.
Wow.
Someone's eating a cricket. It's coming.
It's coming. Oh, it was going back to your ex. Wow.
Yeah. Kind of a hard one.
Wow. Like taking a shower and putting your day-old socks back on. You know how abstract that is?
Yeah. That's what little poet is working at incoherent.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Your round.
Okay.
Do you want to take a sip of water before you get going?
I do. All right. Okay.
All right. Let's do it. Okay.
Here we go. Ha-aired Rance Bullant. Ha-raired Rance Bullant. Ha-aired Rance Bullant. Hair. What is it? Okay. Hair. Okay. Give me the hint.
Yeah, okay.
Head surgery. hair transplant.
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
Shit.
That's one.
Wait. We did that one already. Okay.
Toxic masculinity.
Of course you get that.
Of course.
Oh my God, crushing it.
Here we are. Left on red.
What?
Ooh, I just read that normally. That's just Chuck Kink Gut Rink. Chuck Kink Gut Rink. Chuck Rink. What's the clue?
Okay, downing it.
What?
Downing it.
Chuck Rink Gut Rink. Chuck Rink Gut Rink. Downing it?
Yes.
What's the little poem?
You're trying to go to the next spot, but your BFF is sleeping on their drink.
Oh. Chugging a drink. Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah. Right. Of course.
You got really close, but you were on a roll.
I got stuck on Chuck Kink. I got confused.
Between hair transplant, toxic masculinity, and left on red, it's like boom.
I had left
boom
on red like that. That was an easy one.
I'll leave this over here for you.
Okay, great.
All right. So we're gonna do round two.
Here we go. You ready for this?
I'm ready for this. Oh yeah. Let me just get rid of.
Match hick mushrooms.
Yeah, match hick mushrooms. Okay.
Okay, great. Ready?
Okay, I gotta step it up. Step it up, B. Come on.
Here we go. There's candy on the
line. All right, let's do this. Yeah, there's candy on the line.
Delicious candy on the line.
Crickets on the line.
I know.
Larva.
I know. I need the protein, so I'm ready.
Bulking season.
Bulking.
Let's go.
Here we go. You ready? Boom.
Ketting fuck tofer. Getting fucked over.
Yeah.
Yes.
There it is. All right.
Okay. Acceptal cookies. Acceptal cookies. Okay, I'm going to need your help.
Pop-up window.
Acceptal cookies? Is there cookies
in
there?
You're saying it. You're like
acceptal, acceptal, accept all cookies.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Villain gut ruckus. Villain gut ruckus. Villain gut ruckus. I need a hint.
Hint is a pea cup.
Pea cup?
Yeah.
Villain gut ruck drug test. There's a drug test. Mm-hmm. Getting a drug test.
Close.
Failing a drug test.
Yes.
I had to work with that one. Okay. Chin and duck neck. Chin and duck lift. Chin. Okay, I need your help.
Combo.
Oh, chin and nip tick.
Close, but no, actually.
Chin and dung neck.
All the buzz without the bloat.
What? Chin and dung neck. Oh, I think that's a wrap.
Gin and tonic.
Oh my God. Okay. So how many is that? Three?
I think that's three. I think that ties
us. Okay, we're
up.
Tying, but you're still got another round.
Well, hopefully I keep it up. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Your second round. Here we go. Boom.
Nepo baby. Nepo baby.
Yes!
Nepo baby. Bar hopping.
Yes! Oh my God, you're just getting them.
Lip filler. Gone step bay chin. Gone step bay chin. Gone step bay... What's the
can't poop.
Can't poop. Constipation.
Easy.
Easy peasy. Good clue. Durak per hunch. Durak per hunch. Durak per hunch. Drunk brunch.
No.
What's the
tip your queens.
Tip your queens. Drag brunch.
You are crushing this. Oh my God. Okay.
Your card has been declined. Your card has spent. Your card has been declined.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're annihilating.
I swear to God.
Yes. Okay. I think that's it. Wow. Count that. Okay, that's after round two. Uh-huh. There's no point in counting it, but we're going to we have a final round. I will have to literally come back from the dead in order to I got to lock in.
This is it.
Okay, this is it. This is it. All right.
I feel bad if this is you getting the wheel over and over and over again. Okay. All right.
See, the potato feels bad too.
The potato slice. Listen.
Yeah, no, it's a really unfortunate situation here.
Oh boy. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Ready. Ready. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta lock in. Lock in.
You're locked in.
Okay, you gotta be really fast with these cards because sometimes you're like,
over here. I'm sabotaging you. Where'd they go? Where's the cards?
Is it just?
Okay.
And
boom.
Okay, Tiff Puff. Okay, T-Piff-Ash-Fitio. Okay, I need your help.
Is it real? Is it real? The reason why the saying has been updated to don't believe everything you hear and see.
T-Piff-Ash-Fitio? T-Piff-Ash-Fitio?
There's tears streaming out of your face.
T-Piff-Ash-Fitio. T. Pefihio.
Yeah.
T.
There's tears in your eyes.
I'm crying.
Is it real? It's some fake internet.
T. Pefihio.
Yeah. When you put a face on another person's face.
T. Fitio. Is it a filter? A deep fake? An AI?
Yeah. It was the second thing you said.
Tiffetio. It doesn't make any sense.
It does. You said it. I'm going to give it to you. You said it. It's the second thing you said. Okay.
It's done.
You said deep fake video.
Oh my God.
Which.
The
they
devastation.
Kind of fuck you here. Deep fake.
See, it starts with a T.
Yeah.
So
wow.
You kind of leave with a Tiffetio.
Yeah. Whoever invented this game is...
Why were you getting all these easy ones? Like lip filler?
A lot of ones
poop. Constipation.
A lot of the ones I just read out loud and it was the word.
Oh, my God.
Would you have gotten this one?
THC cummies.
Yeah, you're saying it.
I'm saying it?
High candy.
Oh, THC gummies.
Yeah.
I think my brain just does not work like this.
Yeah. This is exactly how my brain works. I'm learning.
Yeah.
I love incoherent.
Is there any... Look at the... Incoherent.
Incoherent. Is this a sponsor?
I wish... Okay, is there any point in even playing another round? Because you clearly won.
I did win. Yeah,
you won.
I did win.
Oh, God.
I will spin the wheel for you if you would like. I feel bad about my just complete and utter devastation, my incredible performance in that game.
You annihilated. Crushed
this. I did.
You know that feeling when you've asked your partner, do you still love me? So many times, and even you're frustrated with yourself, but you still feel like you need to ask again to be sure. Or when you get a scary what if thought that just won't leave you alone, no matter how much you try to reason with it. Like, what if this headache is a brain tumor? A lot of people might think that feeling is being caused by anxiety, but sometimes it can actually be due to OCD. If that surprises you, that's because OCD is widely misunderstood. Real OCD is a serious condition that causes unwanted, intrusive thoughts that feel impossible to ignore and makes you feel like you have to do certain behaviors to try to make those thoughts go away, like constantly asking for reassurance or replaying conversations over and over. Intrusive thoughts can focus on anything, but they often target the things you care about most, like your relationship, which is why they can be so distressing. OCD can be absolutely debilitating, but it doesn't have to be because it's highly treatable with a type of specialized therapy called exposure and responsive prevention, or ERP. And that's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest OCD treatment provider, and all their licensed therapists specialize in ERP therapy. I'm a firm believer that therapy should feel comfortable and stigma-free. So I really appreciate how NoCD therapists are completely understanding and non-judgmental. Therapy with NoCD is also accessible. Sessions are 100% virtual. It's covered by insurance for over 138 million Americans. And you get support between sessions, so you're never facing OCD alone. If any of this resonates with you, visit NoCD.com to book a free call with their team and learn more. That's NoCD.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
Okay. Well, if you're willing to volunteer, we can both whip a spin at the wheel here.
Let's do it. This will build camaraderie.
Yes.
Here we go.
You're a good sport.
I'm trying to be. I'm scared. Ooh.
Oh, mystery jelly bean. Okay. So no critters.
Hey, listen, that could be good. That could be right.
You might get lucky because I don't get lucky with these.
Okay.
But some people do, and they get like a nice little fruity tutti, peach, and tropical, taste like liver and onions or burnt rubber or... Oh my God, dead fish?
Yeah.
The worst. Okay. The worst.
I think that like a big thing about eating something is that you don't...
Oh yeah, okay, you have to lift up the lid and then you dispense it.
Whoa. Okay. And I just
and it kind of just pop it up. Oh no. And you pop it back down and it pops it up.
You got to show me. Okay. Here. This is what
hang on.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, one flew out. So there's that one.
So this is okay.
I wonder if that one what that one would have been. What does it smell like? They all have smellies. They all smell.
It smells delicious.
Oh my God, I know that means that you got lucky.
It smells like vanilla. I will tell you.
You got lucky.
Maybe I'm a lucky guy.
You have to go all in.
I always do well on slot machines. Uh-oh. No, I did.
Wait, it tricked you. So it's not vanilla.
It's fish.
Dead fish?
It's fish for sure.
Oh, God. Smell it now. Oh, my God. I can smell it from here. Oh, God.
Ooh.
It's like, whoa. Yeah, I can smell it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it intense?
Oh, there's your thumbnail. That's like, I wonder, yeah. Oh,
you gotta shake it off.
There's a really like, oh God, it's in my teeth.
It gets stuck in the molars.
There's an important thing about not throwing up while eating, which is like you have to immediately, I think, like desensitize yourself to what you're eating.
Okay, you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You can't dwell on it.
Yeah. Like, oh boy.
Oh, that's boy. A doozy. That dead fish, that one's...
Ooh, you got... I went into that so confident. I was talking about how I always win at slot machines when I ate in, but I bit into a dead fish flavored jelly bean.
Which vanilla.
That's quite hilarious. Hubris is not a virtue.
But you took it like a champ.
I did not, but
thank you very much. Honestly, I'm going to say this right now. You absolutely did. Because I got dead fish this one episode with Pheromone, and I was like...
Yeah.
Barfing almost on the other.
It's a great. I now do understand that if I am gonna, while I was gagging, I was like, if I do throw up, where does it happen? So that this doesn't become a clip, like so it can't be, and people can't like reply to it in my comments of me throwing up. So if I am gonna throw up, I'm diving back here.
You're diving. Like, you're diving
right
over
the back of the couch to throw up in peace. You know. So
yes,
that is what it is. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to take a spin now. Oh, that's not bad. Pickle candy.
Pickles.
I haven't tried that yet, actually.
I did pull. I need the viewer to know. I read the back of that jelly bean thing. That did seem like there's like burnt rubber on there and stuff. Yeah, wow. I did pull the unluckiest jelly bean.
You did.
Yeah. Wow.
Dead fish is probably by far the worst. There's also not dog feet. Wet dog.
Wet dog sounds pretty gross.
Wet dog is pretty bad. Okay. Pickle. Down the hatch we go. All right. Go. Okay, this is interesting.
I was gonna say, pickle sounds okay. I like pickles.
It's kind of sweet.
Sweet and like salty too? Like kind of like...
It's like a sweet and salty pickle. It's that like a Gershon, awesome. Like a, you know those Gershon little...
Yeah.
But more like candy. Definitely not a pocket candy that you know.
Right, yeah, sure.
You know, but definitely doable. Wow. Definitely better than dead fish.
I gotta say, this feels, I feel like I pulled the wrong card on that one.
I think I got like divine, like... protection here, I'm not gonna jinx it.
Don't say that because I bragged a minute ago and then I bit into a fish.
Yeah,
a fish flavored little friend.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Put this out.
Yeah.
Not great, but not the worst.
Not great, not the worst.
Yeah. Okay. Truth or dare?
I'm gonna take truth.
Okay.
I'm gonna steady my.
All right.
Nervous system.
Yeah, that's healthy to just pivot, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, tell us your nightmare dating story. The one that still makes you cringe. What went wrong?
My nightmare dating story. Okay, I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
My buddy Maxwell hit me up and asked me if I would go on a double date with him. Okay? And I said... Yeah, sure. Like, this sounds like a funny thing for you and me to do. I was so much more interested in bonding with him than, like, whatever was going to happen. Because he wanted to go on a date with this girl, but she said she only went on double dates with her and her best friend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so we show up to, you know, whatever this, like, restaurant. And the vibe is immediately quite weird. And the person who I am supposedly, like, on a date with will not speak to me. At all. And so we're both kind of just talking to the girl that like Maxwell's on a date with.
Oh, that's weird.
And so she's kind of like, you know, running the table a little bit, which, you know, I appreciate. And her friend is, I guess, perhaps shy, but I'm just sort of like, you know, just whatever, like standing around. And eventually the sort of more gregarious of the two women is like my ex-boyfriend. He was really into escape rooms. And we were like, oh, that's weird.
Okay.
A couple minutes pass and she goes, I wouldn't it be like crazy if we all went to an escape room tonight? And we were like, yeah, that would be crazy, but no, we probably can't, you know. And then like 10 more minutes pass and she goes, if we go to an escape room, I'll pay for it. Like she keeps returning
she really
to escape
to
room
to
over
escape
and over
room.
And over again. And so we're eventually like, and I like kind of like a little bit sidebar with Maxwell, like a little bit, like I'm like, hey, like I'm like not having a good time. I don't want to be locked in a room with these people, like totally. Like I don't want to go somewhere where the point is that we can't leave for an hour. And he's like, come on, we got it,
team player,
we gotta go.
Come on.
And so I'm like, yeah, sure. If you pay for it, we'll all go to an escape room. And she goes, yes. Like, this was perhaps her plan all night. And so we go to this escape room and we get in there and the room is dog spy themed. So
dog spy?
So the theme of the room is that it's dogs, but the dogs are spies. And so we're like working with dogs to like stop a nuclear apocalypse, essentially.
Okay, that's so confusing. That's not even a thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like,
what
like,
is
it
a
wasn't
dog
like,
spy?
It wasn't
thing?
Like vampires or anything like that.
There's
it was
zombies.
Dog spies. You know the famous genre, dog spies.
Yeah, the one we all know about. Yeah.
And so we get in there. We get in there, and the girl who kind of got us here descends into like what I would call like sort of like fits of hysterical laughter.
Whoa.
Like, she's laughing. Like, to me, the impression I got was that somehow she got extremely drunk on the way here, like, in a way that we couldn't we couldn't figure out. And so, I'm the only one here trying to solve the escape room. Like,
you
like,
want to get out.
Like the girl who I'm supposed to be on a date with is just sort of, like, standing in the corner, like, just sort of, like, silent. And Maxwell is still, for whatever reason, trying to make things work with this girl who is broken down into hysterical. And I'm solving like 30 puzzles at like lightning speed because I want to go home so badly. So I'm just like you know like moving around
like
tiles and like
mind.
Doing Sudoku
yes,
and
yes.
Like because like you know like most people who do the escape room don't really need to escape, but I very much did need to escape. I solved that thing, I think, probably in what I can only imagine is a course record, because I wanted to leave so badly. And I think to them, it seemed like they were like, you loved the escape room. But it was more a condemnation of the amount of fun that I was having with everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Maxwell afterwards drove us all, like he was like driving us all home or whatever. And when they went to drop me off, I said, I was like, hey, this was the best night of my life. This was the most fun I've ever had. We're all definitely going to hang out again. And I said it because I was like, it will be clear to them that I'm kidding, that like it was a horrible time. And everybody just blank stared me like.
They thought you were being serious.
They thought I was like a truly sad person, that this was the most fun I'd ever had. But what I was trying to say, I was trying to very politely say, this was fucking awful. So that's what I got. Yeah, yeah. It did bring me and Maxwell closer, though. After he dropped them off, he came over, and we sat in my apartment, like, in total silence for, like, 45 minutes. I don't know how I would find it, but there's a very funny picture of him that my roommate at the time took of him and me just sitting there, like shell-shocked by how horrible our day was.
That is crazy. That is such a, like, a bizarre... Like, on the outside, it doesn't seem like it would be bad.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, there was just... something not right with that.
It was weird too. Like, I think like the thing that really started tanking the vibe was the girl who I was supposedly on a date with. I'd be like, so what do you like to do? And she'd be like,
oh my gosh, the episode of Seinfeld. Did you ever see that? It's like the quiet talker.
Yeah.
And she's
And I sometimes doubted that she was speaking at all. Like,
you think she was just fucking with you?
Maybe. I don't know. I like if they were fucking with us, they are the coolest people in the world. They're the coolest living people, and I'm saying that right now. If you were, you know, taking us for a ride, and I do say, like, 2 days later, she Venmo requested Maxwell for the escape room, and I was like, do not pay that.
That she offered to pay for.
I told him, I said, stand your goddamn ground. If you pay that, I will kick your ass. I will beat your ass because I suffered in there. I'm the one who got us out of the escape room. We'd still be there if not for me. So you will not fill that Venmo request. I don't know if he did or not. He probably did.
That's my hunch. He probably did. Well, that's a great story. Oh my God, story time.
There it is.
That was actually really good.
Wow. How awesome. I feel like every solo date I've been on has been fine. You know what I mean? Like everybody's been, you know, cool.
It just increases the odds of something happening when you increase the numbers of the people.
We had
involved.
A lot of variables in the double date escape room scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got one more round. Truth or dare?
I'm going to take the dare.
The dare? Okay. We're going to end the episode on a high.
Okay.
And we're going to do one final spin on the Wheel of Misfortune. Uh-huh. This is going to decide your fate. There's no escapes. No pun intended.
Okay.
No negotiations.
Yeah.
And you survived all these dares. So I think you've made it this far.
Yeah.
I think you're good to do another spin.
I think here we go. I want to like really get some juice behind it. Like I want it to really spin.
Ooh, what is this? Salt and vinegar crickets. Yay, we got a critter.
Here we go. This is a delicacy. Let me get my water nearby.
Are you like a salt and vinegar chip guy?
I'm a normal chip guy.
Okay, just
I'm
a
like
plain
a,
chip.
Yeah, like a plain chip. Okay, and in my mind, this is just a chip.
It really is. I mean,
I'm
it's
getting
like
ready to like
keto.
You know, yeah, like I'm like getting ready to go to Thailand or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like this is like I'm surely this will not be the first or last, this won't be the last cricket I ever eat. Oh, okay. Yeah, you seem good. You seem crunchy. Here we go.
Okay. Wings intact.
Yep.
Antennas in place.
Yep.
We're ready to go. We're ready to fly
off.
He's
a very handsome lad. He's a very good looking fellow.
Okay.
Here we go.
Take a look at this thing. Hang on a second.
My impulse is to kind of take it like a pill.
Wait, he's a tiny guy.
No, he's not. He's full. He's a little worse for wear.
Okay.
But that's because he's been traumatized.
He's got one leg up and the other leg is like...
He's been traumatized by the salt and vinegar process.
Brined.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Thoughts?
Yummy.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it taste like?
Ooh, okay.
Are you getting any of that vinegar kick?
I'm getting wing, actually, which is not good. But yeah, that's like a chip.
Okay.
That's like dried. He's dried enough that delicious.
All right.
Like I said, I am actively right now forcing the information that that is a bug out of my like thinking process.
Yes, that desensitization, disassociation
like,
process.
Yeah. Like actively disassociating is the perfect word. Yeah, like there's like the information at the outside of my brain, which is that this is a bug and it's not coming in.
Wow, you did that.
That's a beautiful little trip.
Whoa, pro. Hats off to you.
It'd be really funny if I threw up right now. Like if I like handled it really like really well and then threw up immediately after.
Oh my God.
Who? Like 1/100th as bad as dead fish. Yeah, the dead fish.
Right? Like you would think that these flavored jelly beans would be safer.
But this is the thing. I had read that if you are a scientist or a chemist who specializes in making things taste like other things, you have an incredible career. Because that's where they all make all their money. It's like chemists who make, you know, like whatever chemical tastes like cherry that doesn't have calories in it or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever little sicko they have working in the jelly bean factory who's trying to figure out how to make dead fish flavored jelly beans, you're a freak. And I denounce all of your work. I denounce you and all your little machinations. So that's my message for the world.
That's your message, and you're sticking to it.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a friendship bracelet.
Oh, my God.
Because you've worked it. You've earned it. You volunteered.
Yeah.
You crushed it. You had one of those, like, salt and vinegar crickets. Like, it was nothing.
Easy,
winging
easy,
every...
Easy
all.
Breezy. Easy,
easy
breezy.
Breezy.
Easy breezy. Beautiful cover girl.
Cover girl.
Cover girl.
I am welcoming you into B's Friendship
this
Club.
This is so beautiful. Dun, 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 dun.
So I got a friendship bracelet for you.
Okay.
So I got a range for to choose from.
Let's see what goes with the current setup.
The current outfit or the...
I kind of like, what's his name?
This black and white?
Yeah, the shadow,
ooh.
You know, the ooh. Okay, whoa. These are well made.
Yes, yes. Oh my
ooh.
God, you're in.
I'm gripping. This is
yes.
It. Oh yeah. All right. Dynamite. I wish I had a friendship bracelet to give you in return. But we'll
I got mine on already.
Great.
So look at us. Look at us matching with the beads.
Yeah, this is sort of the mothership. You have sort of the mothership of friendship bracelets where they all lead back to that one.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Cheers.
Bling, bling.
Bam.
I love it.
There it is.
Okay, so where can people find you? What are you promoting?
You can find me at Kyle Pru on all social media platforms, and that's where everything will eventually land. I have a new show coming out at some point called Get Worse, and so watch that if you're watching this in like 4 months. Watch season one of Rabbit on YouTube. Type in Kyle Pru Rabbit. Rabbit is my scripted series that I make with my buddies.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Kyle. You were incredible. And you crushed that game of Incoherent.
I know. That was my sort of shining moment.
Hall of Fame for Incoherent.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah.
Tell them to call me to put me on the box.
Yes. Front cover right there. I love it. Thank you. That's it for this episode of Celebrity Truth or Dare. Thank you so much for watching. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you never have to miss another moment. We got more iconic celebrities coming your way. See you next time.
Yummy.